All along the Gulf Coast, communities are debating the best way to rebuild their infrastructure. In New Orleans, commentator Michael Depp has been talking to his neighbors for the past couple of months. He says the discussion often comes down to one issue.
Here in New Orleans, people have not agreed on many things regarding the city's post-storm reconstruction. But there's one thing that we do agree on, and it has become our rallying cry. America owes us something. New Orleanians are fractious and iconoclastic by nature, but we have nevertheless begun to coalesce around this common understanding. But for America's grace goes New Orleans. The country cannot forget about us. America owes us something. But obligation, it's a tricky word. It carries the tincture of burden, of responsibility reluctantly felt. We're obliged to visit the sick friend in the hospital, but we do so often under duress. And as the hospital stay grows longer, so our resentment grows. Why aren't they getting better? How much longer do I have to stay involved? Haven't I done my part? Americans have never shied away from facing a crisis. Where it gets dicey is in the long run. That's where the instinctive reaction to try to do the right thing is supplanted by weaker impulses, fatigue, impatience, sanctimoniousness. They say, "We've helped you, now why can't you take responsibility for yourselves?" Well, here's what we think America owes us: levees. Levees that will buffer us against the kind of Category 5 storms that may strike us with greater frequency. Only the federal government has the wherewithal to give us those. We need wetlands to absorb the first shock of these storms, and we need more housing, soon. In New Orleans, people can't understand why we have to fight so hard for Category 5 levees. To us, the argument is self-evident. Without this protection, no one will feel safe enough to return, to stay, to invest. Without these levees, we die a slow death economically, or else a fast one by floodwater. Outside of New Orleans, Americans and Congress are more suspicious. Louisiana has a not undeserved reputation for corruption. Based on our dodgy past, people have the right to ask, "So let's say we give you the money for these levees. How do we know you're not going to just blow it all on some Bourbon Street bender?" But we insist that America owns up to its obligation, and that it does so now, as the next storm season looms less than 6 months away. Our story here hinges on this point. Will we get our levees and fortified wetlands and move ahead, rebuilding with grateful resolve? Or will the country deny us, and then will we turn to retribution? Do we turn off our natural gas lines this winter, for instance? After all, what would we owe a nation that claims to have already met its obligation to us, while we think it still owes us far more?
Michael Depp lives in New Orleans.